two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayers here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem, soon to be at Traverse Mountain. Heather, I can't wait till you're a little more accessible to Salt Lake City because no offense, you have to have a passport to go to Utah County.
Just kidding.
Totally kidding.
I've heard that before, Lindsay. Totally, yes, kidding. But we are so excited to have you on the Real Estate Show today. We have so many fun things. It's so great to be in Utah. We love all of our KSL friends, and hopefully we'll give you some tips and tricks today that will be well worth your while. One of my friends is on the show. His name's Dan Evans with Summit Realty. How's it going, Dan?
Hey, going great. Thanks for having me on.
Good to see you. Dan Evans, let me just brag about him for a minute. He's one of the top real estate agents in all of Utah. Let me just repeat that. He's incredible. You're selling up a storm, Dan. If anyone knows what's going on in the real estate market, it's you and your company. Welcome to the show. This is so fun to have you today.
Well, thanks. It helps when we get your sister and brother-in-law in a house near Provo.
Yes, my sister and brother-in-law just purchased a home in the Vintage neighborhood. It's a gated community.
Awesome
in
spot.
The Provo area. Absolutely gorgeous. You were the listing agent on it. I was the buying agent on that and selling agent. And it was a lot of fun. It's a beautiful home. It ended up having a swimming pool, a pool house. You know, we were just talking about homes of the rich and famous.
See, I think this is an example of Governor Cox's disagree better situation, right? The seller and the lister can come together and kumbaya.
What?
Right? Hey, it helps when you're nice to each other because there were four offers on it.
Yeah.
And her family got it.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. So we're super excited for them. Moving is not very fun.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. It really is. And my sister and brother-in-law, they have not moved in 18 years. They built a home, beautiful home in Cedar Hills, lived there, raised their kids. They're now empty nesters. They downsized. But, you know, it's fun to move. They're really excited. And I always call it right sizing. Some people need to, you know, build or buy a home that's larger. Some people move for a smaller home so that you can have all your kids come back. And it's just entertainment fun. So that was this home this last week that we did.
Yeah, good to repot once in a while, right?
It is. Okay, Dan, so let's tell all of our friends and listeners a little bit about you and how you became involved in the real estate industry.
So I've been selling real estate for 22 years. And
that's awesome.
I was a young college kid. And like most people who get into our industry, I looked at it and I thought, those guys are rich. It looks super easy. I'm going to make a lot of money.
They're old and you have energy and you're young.
Old and they drive nice cars. And so I'm going to do this and just print money. And I learned quickly that wasn't the way it went. So I was going to school and then started selling homes. And believe it or not, in my first 6 months, I sold, I think, two homes. So I was printing money.
Wow.
Yeah, I did really well. and it took a couple of years to kind of figure things out. I got some coaching on presenting, and then it took off from there. So joined my brother. I should say my brother started in real estate before me. And again, I thought, this is just easy. Just go make some money, go to school. And then once you get into it, you learn there's a lot more to it than you think.
How do you plan for your life when you're a real estate agent? Because you eat what you kill. So it's like, how do you function when you're like, I don't know if I'm going to sell one house this month or 10? Like, how do you
it's
do
all
that?
Commission, right?
Yeah, we're tribal. We live in tents. Yeah. We just hunt food.
Right?
No, it's interesting. So when first starting out, it really was a who knows when your next check is coming. And then over time, I got some coaching on how to make it more predictable. Mm. And a lot of it came about because, I mean, there's a couple of ways of doing it. You can pay for advertising. I mean, you see billboards with real estate agents right now. You can pay for internet ads. You can sit and wait for the phone to ring. You can guilt your friends and family into it.
I've been there. I've been guilted. It's fine.
I mean, everyone knows probably 10 real estate agents.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And then the other method was just going out and talking to people and having conversations. So early on, I set a goal to talk to 30 new people a day, get to know them. And simultaneous with that was going out and previewing homes, looking at what was out there and for sale. So like Heather and I were talking beforehand, and it's a bunch of knowledge that's totally useless except for our job, which is I know neighborhoods, I know what the people have done. I know when homes have sold. I know how much they've sold for, and it's totally useless. But then when I meet with you and we're talking about your home, I know the six homes around your home that sold because I've been previewing homes or talking to people for years.
Yeah.
So that's how you make it predictable, is you've got to take action.
I 100% agree with that. It's all about who you know. It's networking. One thing I really love about you is you know, oh yeah, that person lives, you know, two doors down, and this is what they do for a living, and this is going to be a great neighborhood for that specific family, and you don't mess around, Dan. Like I bet you're
real fun at a holiday party.
He's aggressive. I love it. You want Dan to list your home because he's not just putting a sign in the yard.
Yeah, no, we go out and knock down doors. We go talk to people a lot at a holiday party. We've got lots of stories. We just have no names to the stories, right?
Okay.
We've got to keep it quiet.
You probably know my neighbors better than I do.
Seriously.
Some neighborhoods, you know,
yeah.
Like I said, it's a lot of information that is so useless, but takes up about 9/10 of my brain.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Summit Realty. You could go sell real estate with any company. Why Summit?
Really good question. I mean, at first it was that's where my brother worked. And then over the last two decades, name a company and we have been approached to either start an office, or start a branch or join a brokerage. And I mean, you know, my broker Jean really well. Yeah. Jean Tanner is a legend in our industry. She's been around for 40 years.
Yeah. She's been on the show before. She's awesome.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. I was like, she's probably been on the show several times.
Yeah.
But she's a great mentor, but she fosters a really productive group. So our little office outproduces a lot of big offices because we're pretty aggressive. And so it's a good culture there. Everyone is just about getting better and improving. I mean, Jean, I mean, she may, I don't think she'll be angry if I say this, but Jean is in her late 60s and she is constantly improving and getting better. Like you see people and you see them and you're like, your last good decade was the 70s because of just how they're dressed and how they look, but or the 80s or the 90s or whatever it is. But Jean's constantly improving. And so that comes down to us where we're always trying to be on the forefront of whatever's coming up.
Yeah. And I think you guys definitely are in the know of what's going on. You know, all of the landowners, specifically, let's talk about my brother-in-law and sister again. They just purchased this beautiful home and there's a lot right across the street and he would love to buy that lot. And you said, oh yeah, I have the owner's phone number. Let me just call them and see if they want to sell. You know, people.
Yeah. I mean, it takes time, right?
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of conversations, but like whenever we list or sell a house, we'll call the neighborhood and talk to the neighbors about it. So even if it's where your sister and brother-in-law bought, or even in Holiday where people think you can't get past those gates, we're talking to people who live in those homes and you get to know them really well. And especially in the luxury price point, people appreciate discretion, but they also appreciate that you know what you're doing. And so
If I ask you who's the most famous person's house you've sold, you won't tell me?
I won't tell you, but I could tell you about that transaction and you could guess.
Let's do that. Okay, so how do people find you if they are interested in listing their home and how does that process work?
Good question. So we're, you know, because we've been so aggressive, we were a little bit late to adopt social media, but now we're across all the socials. So on Instagram, on Facebook, we are not a TikTok group. So you won't see me dancing. I know there's been a lot of demand for my dancing, but you won't see me dancing.
That would be fun.
And then our website is evansteamutah.com. My number is 801-372-3512. But we have offices in Salt Lake County and Utah County and service these two counties, Summit County and Wasatch County.
Okay, wait. Say your phone number again slowly. Hold on. Wait. Everyone's going to get a pen and pencil right now because they're probably drying. They're not going to do it while they're safe, or they're going to pull over, pull out their phones, and write down this number again.
That's a good one. 801-372-3512.
There we go.
And it's Dan Evans, Summit Realty.
Correct.
So we have just a minute left. Let's give our listeners a tip about how to sell their home. You have all this experience. What can people do to help sell their home in the quickest amount of time for the most money?
Ooh, the best thing in today's market, because the market always changes, is the two most important things are it's a beauty contest and a pricing war in this market. So price, we often get approached and people say, I want this amount of money. And it's not your price. It's not the realtor's price. It's what the market's willing to pay for the home. So being realistic about pricing is number one. And then number two is doing the projects that you've put off for all the years that you've lived in your home. Do a few projects so people come in and they can imagine themselves in your home. Those are the two biggest things.
I agree 100%. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture Stores. We have Dan Evans, Summit Realty, on the show with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz. Heather Osmond is with me as well. She owns Osmond Designs with stores down in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. It is good to be with you. I learn something new on the show every day, or every week, I should say. I get motivated to go fix up my house every week when we talk, and then I never do it. Fine. That says more about me than you, but this show is very motivating.
You know what? We get to talk about all the fun things that are real estate related, not only residential, but also commercial. So it's a great show. We're so glad that you're tuning in today, every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Today we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty, one of the top real estate agents in all of Utah. Welcome to the show, Dan. How's it going?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, Dan, you and I can talk real estate all day long. It's so fun. You know all the who's in Utah and where they live, the jazz players, you know, all the big corporate CEOs and their neighborhoods and what's going on and who's selling. And it's always fun to talk to you. I love it.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, the problem is, like I said, is there's a lot of information there that you can't talk about to most people. So it's a lot of fun. But what you learn a lot about people when you go to their houses or you go to their neighborhoods is you kind of see how people construct their lives. And it's fascinating to see. You can almost tell someone's personality style by how their house is designed, how it's laid out. It's
a lot of fun. Mess is how I describe mine. That's
not at all.
Chaos.
Lindsay, I've been to your home. You are not a hot mess.
Yeah, but it was clean for a party. That's not how I normally live.
Hot mess means you're fun, right?
That's sure. Yeah.
Just means you're successful at KSL. You're doing great.
I don't have time to clean my house.
Exactly. You know what? The real estate market in Utah is hopping as usual. Even though interest rates are rising, things are still selling. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on specifically in the Utah market, Dan.
Oh, boy. Across price ranges, it's interesting. So we'll talk about two price ranges, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So let's talk, we'll say 500 to a million. In 500 to a million, the inventory is actually very low. So you'll see news articles that will say inventory is up 30% year over year. All that means is it's up 30% from the bottom of nothing. There was nothing for sale last year. So right now in Salt Lake County, we have 2,000 homes for sale. And over the course of my career, it was usually 3,000 or 4,000 homes for sale. And in 2008, 10,000 homes for sale before that crash. So, and on average, we see about 1,000 to 1,200 homes sell a month in Salt Lake County. So in that 500 to million price range, homes, if they're priced well and they're in good shape, you're still seeing 2, 3, 4, 5 offers on the home. If they're not priced well, or say something's off with the look of it, you'll see either a few showings or no showings, and then you have to talk about price correction or doing projects. It was a crazy thing, but before COVID, people actually had to do stuff to their house to get it sold.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID
Imagine
happened.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, COVID happened, and we're like, I could list a napkin for sale and I'd have 10 bidders.
Right.
And so now we're back into what we call a normal market, which is if you can do a few things to the home, usually to the kitchen or to the bathrooms, mm-hmm. you'll get a return on your money and buyers appreciate it. So with rising rates and with inflation, cash isn't as abundant, but the demand is still extremely high.
So what do you think those things are I should do to my kitchen?
Good question. So it depends on the trend. That's more of a Heather Osman question.
Sure.
With
sure.
Osman Design. But depending on the trend, is having your kitchen and your bathrooms somewhat on trend or not so out of trend that it's obvious what year they were built?
Got it.
So a good example is like 05 to 07, everyone looked like they had a vineyard in the Tuscany. And so after that era ended, it was very obvious when the home was built and people had to rehab it to get it less Tuscan.
And I think that trend actually was longer than just 2 years.
I mean,
for a while, we were all drinking that Kool-Aid and
yes.
that Tuscan old world and the faux walls and, you know, all the big furniture and everything was red and green and gold and just large and glazed
dark.
Cabinets and dark. Yes.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then everything went white.
White.
To very
Joanna
white.
Gaines farmhouse Gaines. Chic.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. HGTV.
Yep.
Yes.
Everything went white. And now, I mean, and Heather would know better than me, but now we're seeing more colors.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing more natural woods on things.
Yes. Warm tones.
Yeah. Warm tones. And so the white, we're getting to the point where all white house or all white kitchen may not be in vogue in a couple of years.
Oh, jeez. How do you keep up, you guys?
How do you keep up?
Well, you don't. That's
keeps me in business. People are always wanting to remodel, and it's so fun. We offer interior design services for $85 per hour. We can come into your home and help you move furniture that you currently have to help Dan Evans and his team sell your home. Staging is more important than ever. Not online photography, like you were just saying, is so important. It actually gets people in the door of your home, because if they drive by and you don't have that curb appeal, you're dead in the water.
Oh, you're dead in the water. And we actually offer a staging consult for any listing.
Yeah.
So meaning we'll pay for that consult, because the way we all have our homes arranged is not how a designer would see it. And the design eye helps. Like, we had a home that sat on the market with a few other realtors for a year. And all we did was we had a stager come in and put in some furniture because they had a smaller kitchen and a smaller family room, and the home sold within 5 days. And that was just earlier this year. So design and staging makes a huge difference.
Huge
Can I
difference.
Tell you guys my staging horror story? I think I've told Heather this, where I went to Target and just bought the Joanna Gaines collection, right? And set it up in my little kitchen to sell my house. But I mean, it worked. In hindsight, I didn't know Heather at the time, so now I know better.
Hey, the Gaines are nice people.
They're very nice people, but you just don't want your home to look like 14 of your neighbors.
True.
It's just not okay. So,
yeah.
Be unique.
And then on the higher price range, so we'll say luxury. You have luxury of, say, $1 million to $2.5 million, and then you have high luxury. Those homes are almost, the high luxury is almost immune to interest rates and what's going on in the market. Utah, when we were all growing up here, I am a native Utahan, there were a couple of notable families. Now there are hundreds of notable families, and there's just a lot more money in the valley than there used to be. So that high luxury still moves very well. And so we sell quite a bit of that. And that a lot of that to make the headlines. Like, once in a while, you'll see a press release for like Quinn Snyder's house coming for sale.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with them signing off on it. Usually you have to keep that stuff very discreet.
Sure.
And so pricing is the main issue in that price point, too, is just having it priced to where there's some value for the buyer.
And how do you find your buyers for those? Because you got to know the people who can afford those homes.
Really good question. So a lot of it boils down to knowing people and getting to know more people. So I go to parties. I'll go to events. I go to anything where there's business owners, because that's usually who can afford some of those high luxury homes.
Right.
And then, I mean, oddly enough, I still call neighborhoods. We have a home for sale in the middle of Holiday in a really private, quiet area where people don't want to be found. And we're calling the neighbors. And these are people that never get called. And we talk about real estate with them.
That's amazing. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. We're coming right back with lots of other stories and fun things. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us today. If you are just joining us, you can podcast this episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. Heather Osmond is our host. You'll find the show there. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm good. Listen, our guest today is just going to drop a whole bunch of famous names, and I'll pick them back up for him, but just teasing him.
He knows all the who's who of Utah for sure.
We've been talking about a lot of fun houses he's sold offline. He's being very discreet. It's very professional, but I'm very intrigued by all the work you do.
Oh,
yes.
Well, thank you.
It's exciting. We have Dan Evans, Summit Realty, as a guest on our KSL Real Estate Show. We get to talk about all the good things that are going on in Utah. And then, of course, you know, all across the country. Today, we're specifically talking about big homes in Utah. You are the custom home expert, Dan. Some of your listings are incredible. Let's give a shout out to maybe some of your favorites.
Okay, great. I'll highlight on a few here. So, and I'm okay to share details about the homes,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
All right. So why don't we talk about, first of all, so a couple of areas that most of you have probably driven by and may not know a lot about. So one is called Suncrest. Suncrest is the community that is at the top of the mountain between Utah and Salt Lake County. Mm-hmm. You drive by it all the time. And if at night you're driving, you see the lights on top of the mountains, that is Suncrest.
I actually had to drive up there to cover that story of the two houses that slid off the mountain there. That's kind of what it's known for now.
Yeah, I know. That's but, the thing. That's why we're talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. But it is way up there, and you just keep driving up the mountain there, and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a whole community back
it's
here.
It's beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
incredible. And what's great about it is not every house is sliding off the mountain.
Right.
So that's good news.
That's fair. That's fair.
So you're mostly safe. But it's so the elevation is 6,000 feet. So Park City elevation, and it attracts a lot of people who are in from out of state. So the community is unique compared to any other community in either Salt Lake or Utah County. And it's accessible to schools. So you're 5 to 7 minutes to schools. Shopping is very close. So it seems like it's far away, but it is within a couple of minutes. The homes that slid down the mountain, that was an interesting thing because that scared a lot of people because mm-hmm. they thought, I mean, I live in Draper. And I had people calling me from out of state saying, hey, is your home at the bottom of the mountain?
Yeah.
And we're like, no, we're good right. so
yeah.
far.
Yeah. Well, and there were extenuating circumstances, engineered soil, stuff like that.
Yes.
So.
And turned out it was right in the middle of a runoff area.
Yeah.
But we have a fabulous home up at the top of there owned by a prominent business owner here in Utah. And they designed it so well. I mean, not Osmond design, but very well designed. And what they did was something really interesting. So it's on a street called Snow Blossom. And so from the front door, you are looking at Lone Peak, which is that tallest mountain right there. You're looking at Utah County, Salt Lake County. But they constructed probably a 30-foot deck behind the house so that you could actually sit and entertain.
So
they
cool.
have dinner
so
parties.
Great.
Oh, man.
It's so beautiful. And this owner actually built a home in Promontory in Park City.
They built a home in Promontory, moved to Promontory. And then they're selling this house. So they went from 6,000 feet to 6,000 feet.
Right.
And
just took a different mountain pass to get there.
Exactly. So Suncrest is a place where you can get a beautiful home. This particular home is 3,500 square feet for $720,000. So $720,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, sorry, no offense, but that seems reasonable.
Absolutely.
It is reasonable, and especially for being in such a beautiful area with such nice views.
Yeah.
So that home is available. Suncrest is unbelievable. Most people get intimidated by the drive up there. They think, well, I make it up in the winter. We had the biggest winter on record, and there was not a single day where people couldn't get up or down from there.
Right.
So no problems there.
But
so,
you had snow into April up there.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
I mean, it cooled down the air. But yeah, yes. You had snow into April, and that's always a thing. So their winters are a little longer, but your views are great. And in the summertime, it's 5 to 10 degrees colder there.
Yeah.
So in late August, it feels fantastic.
It's beautiful. It did slow some construction during the Parade of Homes this last year. I know.
Yes.
They were having some anxiety about that, but it all worked out. Gorgeous homes up in the Suncrest area. Okay, let's give a shout out for another listing you have.
Okay, we have another one in Riverton. It's at 12289 Huron Road. And Riverton is, for those of you, most of you probably know, but it's on the west side of the valley. If you haven't driven to Riverton or South Jordan or Harriman lately, it is a whole different valley over there. There are so many homes there. But what a lot of people think is, if I'm over there, do I have to drive really far to get to anything? Now, the west side of the valley arguably has some of the newest shopping, some of the newer theaters. It is unbelievable there. So this home is within 2 minutes to Daybreak in the Lakes and Daybreak. You have the district. You also have another new shopping center coming in where there's new restaurants. So it's not just Chili's and chain restaurants. You actually get nice high-end restaurants.
I do love the chicken crispers, though. Not gonna lie. They're so good.
Chips and salsa.
Yeah, love it.
Exactly. So if you want Chili's is wonderful. It's right. Not to besmirch
no
that.
No shade
they're
on Chili's.
Great people, the Chili's family. But this home in Riverton, another example of, I would say, what someone has done is, so they bought a production home, beautiful home. Backyard, by the way, is a farm. So you're on 4000 West and you have views looking east. So I have views on my house looking west, and they're great views.
Right.
As much as I like my views, the views from west to east are unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, and they're unobstructed. So out the back of your bedroom, out the back of your kitchen, out the back of your basement, you're looking at no neighbors, and you have just these beautiful views of the valley. So those that have no backyard neighbors, it is a game changer. You have privacy, you have freedom, you feel like you're free. It's a wonderful thing. So this home is 5,800 square feet. They have gone in aftermarket and trimmed out everything. So millwork everywhere. You have beautiful custom cabinets, new shelving, new closets. Everything is fabulous. This home at 5,800 square feet is $1.2
million. Awesome.
It is unbelievable. It's on a third acre. They have a city park across the street. So this is the Ferguson's house is their last name. And it is priced well and looks gorgeous.
I love that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about buyers, Dan.
Yeah.
When you're working with buyers, what are some tips and tricks that we can give to buyers when they're thinking or needing to purchase a home through you? How does that process work?
Ooh. So some things to be thinking. So you're talking just early on?
Yeah.
So for a buyer in this market, I think the common thing is, crap, I miss the market. I miss the low rates.
I can't leave my house because I can't get the rate that I'm currently in.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, okay, I guess we're stuck in this home forever because we have a 3 at our interest rate.
Right.
Yes.
And what we found is that, say 2 years ago, most of the transactions were either COVID relocations or we call them lifestyle buyers. So people who just want to move for the fun of it. Now you see more people who have to move or want to move. And what I'd suggest to people is having a great rate is amazing. It's cheap money. It's awesome. Your payment's low. But ultimately, at some point in your life, you have to look at it and say, if you want to have an upgrade in a house, or you, if you, as Heather said, it was right size, is you got to look at the house you're living in and the area you want to live in and look at that as opposed to what is the rate right now. It's expensive to buy a home in any market.
Mm-hmm.
It's really expensive to buy a home when the rates are at 7%. But if you have something that you're really interested in, it's out there and it's available, and it just requires a little bit of discipline. So
you agree with the old adage that Heather often talks about, which is marry the house, date the rate, right?
Yeah. And I think a year ago, a lot of people thought that was a short-term dating. Now it looks like a long-term relationship.
I'm all about loyalty. Let's do that.
Exactly.
That's
you're
good.
A very loyal person. but not even so much dating the rate as much as if there's something that you're looking for that you don't like, it's out there. And if you've had your home for 5 to 7 to 10 years, you've made enough on appreciation to then put that into the next home and capitalize on that. So that's number one, is not worry about the rates as much as what are you looking to get? Number two is, and this is something I didn't appreciate, is look at what your life is and what you want to be close to. So if you live in an area where you're driving constantly to the places that you go to, it's worth looking at what are the areas that I can buy a home in where we're actually spending our time.
Right. I think so too. And in real estate, it's all location, location, location. And people are willing to pay a little bit more to be in the area that they want to be.
Exactly.
And it's worth it.
And that would, for me, be my office right here, which is downtown. And yeah. Then same for my husband. He works up the east side of Salt Lake. So it's like, why would we move to Suncrest when we're down here?
Right.
For our jobs.
We're just
know?
A little spoiled in Utah, too. We don't
we
have
are.
Those California commutes and all the traveling and the freeway, yeah. You know, anyway.
No, we are fortunate. And we're fortunate that in the Salt Lake Valley or Utah Valley, we're all pretty insulated. Like, you can live your life in one city. And that's, we're very fortunate that way.
Yeah.
And then the third tip for buyers is for them is actually sitting down and identifying where you want to be. And one thing we've done for a lot of our clients is, so if you say you want to live in Holiday and you pick a neighborhood in Holiday, we can track down an off-market seller who will actually sell you a house, even if there's nothing available on the market today.
Can you come to me and buy my house? Can I be one of those people? Can I volunteer? Just be like, come to me when
yes.
you're looking for someone to be in my neighborhood and I'll consider it.
Yeah, demand is so high, that's probably the case.
Yeah,
seriously, she has a great home. Her backyard's incredible. That's the best part of your home, Lindsay.
That is true. We love it back there.
It's so great. Okay, yeah. So as a buyer, it's so important to get pre-qualified.
Yes.
You need to know what you can qualify for. You deal with all of these upper end clients that are really cash buyers buying luxury homes. And so a lot of them, you know, money's not really an issue, but they also want a great deal on stuff. So I think just getting your home prepared to sell, if you are a seller, that includes staging, that includes maintenance, get that curb appeal going, paint, carpet, you know, lay down new hardwood floors, refinish things. Let's get it ready so that the photography on your home can be done and people can look at it online and say, I can live there. I want to go see this home. It saves time. It saves money. And as a real estate agent, that's something that, you know, you would really appreciate if you're buying or selling a home. Call Dan Evans, Summit Realty. You guys have such a great system. You're one of the best in the entire state of Utah at any price point, Dan. How do people find you?
Number one is phone. My number is 801-372-3512. You can also email dan@evansteamutah.com. And then I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn under Dan Evans or @DanimalEvans.
Danimal Evans.
That's
I see
a
what
carry,
you did there.
That's a carryover.
I see what you did there from my younger days.
And
didn't know I was going to be a professional at one point.
Exactly. I'm like, Danimal Evans sounds really professional.
Really fun.
I like
it. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is with me of Osmond Designs. I'm Lindsay Ertz. Her stores are in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, you got any good sales right now? Do I need to come down and do some shopping?
Oh, Lindsay, we are now celebrating 20 years in business. I can't believe how fast time has flown by, and we're having a lot of fun. Everything in the store is always 50% off of MSRP. Plus, right now, you're getting an additional 20% off, which is so fun. We have locations in Lehi and in Orem. We have over 40,000 square feet of in-stock products. So you can come bring your truck and trailer. Bring it home today. You don't have to wait 8 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever, which is so fantastic. We also offer interior design services, full service, interior, exterior. Currently, we're doing the solid print of homes, which is super fun. Ooh. We're loving that. I know this week there are a lot of kids that are going back to school, so we get to actually relax and have a little more free time as a mom. So I'm excited about that
as well. This is the last weekend of summer for a lot of people.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe it. Yes. So, you know, money is always an issue. We have Dan Evans with Summit Realty on the show today. He is one of the best, all-time best Utah real estate agents in the state of Utah. We're so lucky to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I've got to give a shout out to Osmond Designs. As you pick up stuff like that for your home, and you will actually get more money for your home, and it is more marketable.
Right.
The staging advice is phenomenal. That was not coach. That was just organic. But the staging
so
advice
nice.
Is phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Dan. You know, when people are buying a home, qualifying for that home is always an issue. There are banks, there are brokers, you know, navigating all of that. I want to give a shout out to Central Bank. That is the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They're trusted bankers and loyal friends of our show and of this community. They've been in business for over 130 wow. years. What I love most about them, you know, I have to say they are my bank. I love them, not only personally, but business transactions. But they have loan committees Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can get your loan approved. It doesn't have to, you know, be outsourced to California or New York or whatever. And they do everything. They do construction loans for brand new homes. They do HELOC. They do anything. So great job, Central Bank. We're sure proud to know you and to support you. Dan, give us your experience, Central Bank, and then also brokers.
Oh, great. Thank you. And Central Bank does a great job with a couple of things. So what we find across price ranges, so we'll say in the high luxury is, let's say you're buying a large home, so say $3 to $5 million. Most people don't keep that in cash, which may sound surprising. Usually it's in brokerage accounts or in other assets or in trusts. And what I've experienced with Central Bank is they do a great job with either doing portfolio loans based on your portfolio. They'll do a bridge loan based on, you know, a timing of, say, an equity event with your company. But they're phenomenal. And I would say that probably the knock on most traditional banks is that they take too long to get a loan done. Central has been good and timely. And so if your loan isn't done on time, it can cost you a house or your earnest money, where Central gets it done on time.
Yeah.
So if I were a buyer in today's market, I would absolutely talk to a bank like Central Bank and see what they offer for rates and for closing cost. Because it's not just the rate. It's not just the cost. If they can't get it done on time, you lose a house, you lose earnest money, and it happens all the time. And so I would talk to a bank. Banks are great. They've been around for a long time. They have good standards. I would also talk to a broker. Brokers have a little bit more flexibility than, say, a bank like Central, is that they have not only just one source to get money from, they have five or six sources. Where that can come in handy, and I'll be quick, is homes right now, they don't always appraise for the purchase price. And that is a sneaky part of buying a home, where if it doesn't appraise for the price, either the seller has to bring their money down, the buyer has to bring extra cash on top of everything to close on it, or they compromise in the middle and no one wins in that. Brokers, they have the flexibility that if, say, one funding source doesn't work out, you can go to a different funding source and try to get a different appraisal on the house. Mm. Brokers are also typically a little more nimble as far as timing goes. And so they have the ability to, say, close on a loan a little bit faster than some traditional banks. But what I would do is talk to a few of them. Don't just be fooled by the rate. That's often a teaser that gets you stuck in a 2 or 3 month process with some of these online banks.
For sure. And people are now buying down interest rates because
yes.
they are just a little bit higher, which obviously helps them get into homes and gets that monthly payment down. So many options to purchase a home. And it's so important to know how much you can afford so that you're looking at those homes that you actually can purchase.
Yes.
We all want a Ferrari, but we have a Honda budget. So, you know, it's a little bit difficult.
Speak for yourself, Heather.
All of that. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We love Utah. Real estate is such a great opportunity to not only purchase your own home and live here, grow your business, but also invest in homes. Thank you again for joining us, Dan Evans, Summit Realty. Please, please, please call him. He is one of the best in the state of Utah, and he'll get you taken care of.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.